Hello, everyone. Welcome to Spanish Pod. Today we have a newbie lesson for you, and my name is JP.
Hi, I'm Liliana.
Hola, Liliana.
Hola.
What do we have today as a lesson?
Today we have a lesson that is for saying cheers, for toasting.
Okay.
Yes.
So when you have a drink in your hand and you want to celebrate something?
Yes, you want to say something, right? So, yeah, we're going to teach them in this lesson.
Okay, can you just say cheers in Spanish?
Not really.
No, you have to use a Spanish word.
Yeah, you have to use a Spanish word.
Oh, imagine that. All right, what's our key word for today?
The key word is felicidades.
Felicidades. That's like a congratulations word, right?
Yes, it's congratulations.
Okay. So this is a happy occasion.
Yes,
I'm guessing.
Yeah, it can be maybe a guy walks into his house and he sees the girlfriend of the wife waiting for him with a bottle of champagne. So, yeah, so he's thinking, oh my God, is she pregnant? Did she buy something out of my money? Or, but in fact, it's good news.
Okay, well, I can't wait to hear what that is.
Okay, so let's hear the dialogue three times.
All right.
Dialogue, first time.
Toma una copa.
¿Por qué brindamos?
Por mi nuevo trabajo.
¡Felicidades!
¡Salud!
¡Salud!
Second time.
Toma una copa.
¿Por qué brindamos?
Por mi nuevo trabajo.
¡Felicidades!
¡Salud!
¡Salud!
Third time.
Toma una copa.
¿Por qué brindamos?
Por mi nuevo trabajo.
¡Felicidades!
¡Salud!
¡Salud!
All right, we're back and we're going to do a translation.
Toma una copa.
Take a drink.
Toma una copa.
Take a drink.
Toma una copa. ¿Por qué brindamos?
What are we toasting to?
¿Por qué brindamos?
What are we drinking to?
¿Por qué brindamos? Por mi nuevo trabajo.
To my new job.
Por mi nuevo trabajo.
To my new job.
Por mi nuevo trabajo. Felicidades.
Congratulations.
Felicidades.
Congratulations.
Felicidades. Salud.
Cheers.
Salud.
To your health.
Salud.
All right. Now, let's break this down. This dialogue puts me in such a good mood.
I know. I love saying salud.
Yeah, me too. All right, so let's start at the beginning. Now, this is a little bit kind of a complicated sentence, not in the grammar or anything, but it's kind of rich in what it's saying. So how do you say, take a drink?
Toma una copa.
Okay, now what's the word for drink?
Copa.
Copa. Mm-hmm. This isn't like a gulp drink. This is like a,
no.
Have, you know, the drink that's in your hand.
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
And it can be any kind of drink, you know.
Okay.
You can say, ¿quieres una copa? Like,
do you want a drink?
Yeah, do you want a drink?
Okay, so this is the concept of a drink.
Mm-hmm.
All right, how do you say a drink or one drink?
Una copa.
Una copa. Now we use una, which is the word for a, but it's the feminine form.
Right.
And it's because copa is feminine, right?
That's right.
Grammatically feminine word wants a grammatically feminine article.
That's right.
So, and the verb is?
Toma.
Toma. Now that toma, that comes from tomar.
That's right.
And she's telling him to do something. She's telling him to take.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's a command.
A command. Yeah. So take. Now, tomar, I know some of you have studied Spanish before. You know that tomar can sometimes mean to drink and sometimes means to take, as in to get something.
Yes.
Here, she's handing him a glass.
Yeah, so it's
or
take.
Offering him a glass. So take a glass, right? Mm-hmm. Or take a drink.
Mm-hmm.
So let's put that together. Take a drink.
Toma una copa.
All right. And then he's a little bit worried, I think. He's a little bit suspicious.
Yeah. That's why he's asking.
What are we drinking to?
¿Por qué brindamos? ¿Por qué brindamos?
Okay. So now, the first two words are actually the words for why.
Yeah. ¿Por qué?
¿Por qué? Okay. That's how you say why. Now, the next word is, are we drinking or we are drinking?
Brindamos.
Brindamos. Now, that's the verb?
Brindar.
Brindar. Now,
yes.
Just a second ago, I said it means to drink, but it doesn't really mean to drink like put liquid in your mouth.
No, it's like brindar means to toast.
To toast, right?
Yes, to toast.
So when I speak American English, I say, oh, well, what are we drinking to? It's not exactly...
No. It's exactly toast.
Toast.
To toast, yeah.
All right. So what are we toasting to?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how do we say we toast?
Brindamos.
Brindamos. Okay, let's put it together. Why are we toasting? Why are we drinking?
¿Por qué brindamos?
And then she says, because of my new job.
Por mi nuevo trabajo.
Okay. What's the word for job?
Trabajo.
Trabajo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And new job.
Nuevo trabajo.
Nuevo trabajo. Now, nuevo, folks, that has two syllables. The first syllable is nue. All right?
Nue.
Nue. Nuevo. Now, I know some of you are worried about your accents, especially if you're American like me. And when I was learning this word, I tried to do three syllables. Nuevo.
No.
No. It's two syllables. So, nuevo.
That's right. Okay. Nuevo.
Okay. So, new job.
Nuevo trabajo.
My new job.
Mi nuevo trabajo.
And then, because of or for my new job.
Por mi nuevo trabajo.
Okay. So, here, por can mean for, can mean because of.
Yes. Okay. That's right. Both.
And so, he's happily surprised and he wants to congratulate her. So, he says...
Felicidades.
Felicidades. So that's congratulations.
Yes, congratulations.
Okay. Literally, it looks like, if I look at the root of the word, it looks like happinesses.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Because feliz is happy, mm-hmm. So felicidades is like the plural, so it's like lots of happiness or
okay.
Very happy or
well,
something.
That's a nice thing to say, I think.
Yes.
All right. And so then she wants to clink her glass. It's time to drink. So she says...
Salud.
Salud. Mm-hmm. Now, salud, we said before, means cheers, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, that's the word that you say when you clink your glasses together.
Yes. Salud.
Okay. Salud. Now, literally... It means something else, right?
Health.
It means health. Yes. We'll talk about that later in the culture section of our podcast. For now, I think it's time to listen to this dialogue again three times.
Dialogue, first time.
Toma una copa.
¿Por qué brindamos?
Por mi nuevo trabajo.
Felicidades.
Salud.
Salud.
Second time.
Toma una copa.
¿Por qué brindamos?
Por mi nuevo trabajo.
¡Felicidades!
¡Salud!
¡Salud!
Third time.
Toma una copa.
¿Por qué brindamos?
Por mi nuevo trabajo.
¡Felicidades!
¡Salud!
¡Salud!
Okay, we're back, and I want to talk about this word brindamos, right? Which we said meant...
We toast.
We toast. Okay. Now, Liliana, what's the word for we?
Nosotros.
Nosotros. I'm looking at the page here and I don't see anywhere. I don't see the word nosotros anywhere.
Yeah, but you have to look at the end of this verb, which is amos.
Okay. Brindamos.
Yes. Brindamos.
The amos part.
The amos part. And that means that it's nosotros.
Okay.
But you don't say it. Because if you say it, you're going to emphasize it too much.
Okay.
And it's weird.
So you can leave out the word nosotros. Nosotros means we.
Yes.
But you leave it out because it's already stuck to the end of the verb.
Exactly.
Right? That information is already there grammatically.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, if you did put in nosotros, it would sound a little...
No, it doesn't... No. We don't even say that in Spanish, really.
Okay.
That's not... The way we talk.
Right. Mm-hmm. It would be too emphatic.
Yeah.
Right?
¿Por qué nosotros brindamos?
No.
It's too weird.
It's too much. Yeah. It's too many we's.
Yes.
All right. Just need one. So, brindamos. Okay. We're drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Or we're toasting. I keep saying that, but for me, it's the same.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Now, let's talk about our word salud.
Salud.
It means health, right?
Yes. It means health, but that's what you say when you're, you know, saying cheers.
Cheers. Salud.
Yeah, you said salud. Mm-hmm. And I mean, there's a lot of ways to say in salud. There's some people that goes like arriba, abajo, al centro, pa dentro,
okay.
Which means up, down, in the middle, and inside.
Okay, like. And you have to make those gestures with your glass, right?
Yes.
You have to raise your glass and lower it and then
yeah, you go
put it
arriba,
out.
Arriba, abajo, uh-huh. Al centro, which means
in the middle,
and then pa dentro.
Pa dentro, inside.
Yes.
Right? So you're going to. Put it
yes.
inside you.
We have a lot of sayings too, you know.
Okay, yeah. But you can stick with salud, right?
Yeah, you say salud, that's perfect.
Okay. Now, I also say salud when somebody sneezes.
True.
Okay.
We also say that because you're wishing him or her health.
Okay.
You don't want them to get sick, so you sneeze, salud.
Salud.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. I think that's it for today. Folks, if you have any questions or if you'd like to leave us a comment, please visit our website, which is SpanishPod.com. For now, I think it's time for Liliana and I to say hasta luego.
Hasta luego.